In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. Joyous feast day of our Holy Father Nicholas, the wonder worker. St. Nicholas is certainly the root, the foundation of the legend of Santa Claus. And Santa Claus is still St. Nicholas. It's still one and the same. The idea of Santa Claus as gift giver comes indeed from St. Nicholas leaving three bags of money, of gold, to save three daughters of a man who was about to sell them into slavery to pay his debts. And St. Nicholas came by night as the local bishop there, and left this money for the man to meet his debts and to preserve these young maidens from a miserable life. And from that comes the hanging of the stockings, comes from that as well, of putting something out and St. Nicholas will come and bring gifts. St. Nicholas as the lover of youth and of children comes forth from that as well. And indeed, he has continued to manifest himself as that great interventionist, intercessor for those in need, for those in danger, for those who are vulnerable and cannot help themselves. And we honor and celebrate him today, but indeed, the church has celebrated him for centuries. He is one of the most popular saints, if not the most popular saint, in the Orthodox Church throughout the world. There may be more churches named for St. Nicholas than any other, perhaps, or at least he's certainly in the running in popularity. We have no words of his, per se, nothing that he said or wrote down, but people have experienced his intercession, have experienced his care, have experienced his love, and indeed he is a symbol of love. He is a hierarch of love, of a true example of what a pastor and bishop and servant of Christ should be. And the evidence for that continues to be experienced even into our own time, of his interceding for people and helping and showing forth his love. He is as well the patron of travelers. And so we should also, when we are traveling, ask St. Nicholas's prayers, ask his blessing for our journey, for our trip. He is as well the patron saint of sailors, of those who travel by sea, which was always dangerous for many centuries. The manifestation of his love ties in perfectly with the nativity season because, as we mentioned last night, of his action in the First Ecumenical Council, of standing up to defend the divinity of Christ, to say that baby born in Bethlehem is the eternal Son of God come in the flesh. That Arius wanted to reject that idea of the divinity of Christ in a newborn babe. And St. Nicholas challenged and rejected and indeed physically stood up to Arius and by doing so declared and defended the divinity of Jesus Christ. That's one thing we don't think about Santa Claus in connection to. We certainly connect him to Christmas, but in fact, as someone who was a direct defender of Christ's true identity, of Christ's holy origin, of his true divinity. And so we have all of that before us in the life of St. Nicholas. His relics are in Italy, in Bari, Italy. They were in Constantinople, and they were moved to Italy when it was still Orthodox, that part of Sicily and in Italy. And it wasn't long after that, not that long after that Constantinople fell to the Muslims. And so maybe it's providential that his relics were moved and protected and taken there to be cared for, at least in safety for down through the ages. We have a portion of his relics here that are embedded in the icon in the center of the church as a reminder of his grace-bearing presence even through his very body. So let us rejoice and be glad in this holy feast day, which is a signpost on the way to the Nativity of our Lord. Indeed, and it's a great privilege to know the true identity of Saint Nicholas. There's even websites dedicated to explaining who Saint Nicholas really is. And sometimes you see, you know, articles about who is the real Saint Nicholas. Well, the church has always known that, and indeed, he is a bishop of the church. He is a bishop just like Saint John Chrysostom and Basil and Gregory and so forth. And indeed, is a great light of the church and honored and celebrated. And it's always almost as well always the case that on the iconostasis, you always of almost every church you find the icon of Saint Nicholas as he is here on the left hand side. Through the prayers of our Holy Father Nicholas, the wonder worker of Archbishop of Myra Lycia, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Joyous feast day.